AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. The first family's hope of spending a quiet Thanksgiving at home at the White House ended at mid-afternoon when a man climbed over the fence on the North Lawn and the Secret Service locked the executive mansion down.
Victoria Pena was standing next to a man outside the White House Thanksgiving afternoon when she
heard him take a big, deep breath and whisper to himself, like, all right, let's do this.
The man wrapped himself in an American flag, climbed over an outside barricade, and up and over the fence to the White House lawn. Pena says the Secret Service was on the man in
seconds. It was insane.
Pena says the man didn't appear threatening. There's no word on a reason why he jumped the fence. Tim McGuire, Washington.
After enjoying a sumptuous meal, the president planned to watch some football. Dallas quarterback Tony Romo left the game with Carolina cradling his left arm after being sacked in the third quarter. Back in September, he broke his collarbone. No word on the extent of his injury this time. The Panthers beat the Cowboys 33-14 to remain undefeated at 11-0. The Detroit Lions beat the Philadelphia Eagles today 45-14. Coming up next, the Packers and the Bears. Nose tackle B.J. Raji is looking forward to playing the Bears.
When you get primetime games, you know, you get excited for those opportunities because in my tenure here, we played a lot at noon, you know, half the league's playing. So anytime you get a chance for, you know, the whole league to watch you and to make a statement to the nation and around the world, it's a big opportunity.
The Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade has come off without a security hitch. This after a record number of law enforcement officers watched over the event. Jake de Blasio and his family traveled from Australia to see the parade.
It was a lot of hard work to get here, and I really loved it.
This is AP Radio News. Pope Francis is tackling several controversial subjects during his trip to Africa.
Meeting in Kenya with a group of Christian and Muslim leaders, Pope Francis encouraged them to talk meaningfully with each other to guard against what he called barbarous Islamic extremist attacks. And he took aim at those who reject the science behind global warming. The world, he said, has a stark choice: improve the environment or destroy it. And he urged a group of men planning to be priests to dedicate themselves to serving others, or, he said, go find a new job and start a family. I'm Rita Foley.
Authorities say a man faces charges in Louisiana, accusing him of killing his father and stabbing his mother because they ordered fast food and didn't get him any. 32-year-old Ronald Pritchett was arrested today at a relative's home near the town of Purvis, Mississippi. He waived extradition to Louisiana. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
It's all about life, liberty, and the pursuit of fun in Festival Country, Indiana. Explore downtown Franklin's alleys, shops, and restaurants. Soar down water slides at Freedom Springs Aquatics Park and hear live music at a local festival or concert. Capture perfect moments at visitindiana.com/festivalcountry.